Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to
Race Chaser,
a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning!
My name's Alaska, what's yours?
I'm Willem. I'm like, did this bitch forget her name?
Corona be damned. We will not let it stop us. We have a mission.
Mm-hmm.
We have a mission statement and a thesis statement here at Race Chaser, which is we will dissect, discuss,
and disseminate
every single episode, whether it's pandemic, plague, apocalypse, Armageddon. It doesn't matter.
Pandemic, Pandora.
Pandemic is the new drag name sweeping the nation.
Oh, that's the one. All these new baby queens are being born now, too, in quarantine.
Quarantina Turner. Mm-hmm. Pandemic. Sanny Wipe.
Sophia at home. There's many, many baby queen names.
Michelle Turin Place. That's horrible.
That one was good. I like
that's
that.
That's horrible.
She's got a couple of like apostrophes in there, like Michelle, right?
Yeah, definitely.
For sure, definitely.
So last week we had a really great episode. It was called World's Worst. And I still think I should be the bad apple. And I wanted to start off by bringing that up with you right now. Just
well, I think I'm going to be the bad apple because that it's just what I do and what I'm good at.
That's the shade noise for those of you.
Oh yeah,
couldn't tell.
I have it.
You
I'm
do
triggering them. Yeah,
I'm triggered by that. So the runway was all buttons and bows and everything nice. And
who were the top two? The top two were Gigi Good and Sherry Pie, right? Or Gigi and Jada. Or Sherry Pie and Jada. There were two top two and they were really good. But the bottom two, there was Nikki Doll and Dahlia, and they lip synced to Ariana Grande. They did a tip of number. But Nikki won the lip sync and stayed in the competition.
I get one less bottom.
One less bottom.
To Dahlia's defense, I mean, lip syncing a rap from Iggy Azalea is no easy feat, and I think she didn't have all the words down.
I think maybe if she used her feet to cover her mouth, then it would have been better because then we wouldn't have seen that she didn't know the words, which is kind of your only job if you are a drag queen lip syncing, is to know the words. Because you don't even take as much talent as you would singing it, you know? Because it's
true, but it's hard.
No. She had one job. It is not hard to be a drag queen. She had one job. I don't know why you're defending all these drag queens that their jobs are so hard. Oh, you had to get in drag and sit down and learn the words to a song, but not really sing it. Goodbye.
Listen, right now I am sitting behind a table in my sweatpants.
In full drag.
Do you know how difficult? I'm from the waist up. I am in full drag. Let the record
That's so
stay.
Upsetting.
Just because you have your belly button ring in does not mean you're in drag, girl.
It's actually a belly jewel. I cleansed it with an alcohol swab so it would stick better.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm gonna call you Hibiclens.
Dahlia leaves the message, keep your heads up. I love you all, Dahlia. Very sweet. Very nice.
In reality, it should have been keep your heads down. Then we wouldn't have seen that you didn't know the words.
Oh, my goodness. Well, she didn't have a long Gilda on to cover her mouth.
Should have put those bunny ears down in front of her mouth.
I'd like to keep them on, por favor. The queens realize that every episode, someone will go home. And
oh,
this...
that's how this works after 12 seasons. I'm glad they figured it out.
It really starts to set in because they've had a little time to sort of like, you know, just sort of showcase what's going on and without anybody going home. But now it's really happening. We're really on.
Yeah, I feel kind of strange that the challenge is over, yet everybody has to recap everything with the whole like Aiden trying to act like he was a good team leader and trying to convince people of it when they're like, I don't know. And everybody wants to be a top.
Aiden's doubling down. Aiden's like, see, if you just listen to me, then you'll win the challenge. Because it was my leadership.
Okay.
It was all me. Britta and Jan are giving us their resume, which is that's the New York way, Diva. Listen, I'm really good at singing. I'm very good at dancing. I'm very good
improv.
At acting. Improv is under my special skills. Mm-hmm. And they are not happy being safe because that's the New York way, honey.
I mean, I just think do better and then maybe they'll place you better.
Oh, wow.
You know, if they weren't in the top, they obviously, we didn't see everything that they did, but the judges did. And the judges are never wrong. This is RuPaul's Drag Race. So, I don't know. Farrah was on season 7, I think.
Farrah enough.
Farrah, oh, new drag name. Farrah enough. Farrah Muff. Farrah Muff would be great.
Farrah Muff.
I like diver. Rock is jumping his hair with his wig, and I wish he would have done that on the runway because that's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
It makes you want to go get some extensh right away, definitely.
I don't know if I could fit more in my three bundled unit because
you've got bags and bundles.
I could barely fit these headphones on with this Gilda.
Oh, I know. It just wouldn't fit.
We had the tinsel.
Excuse me, do you need a headset extender? We'll be happy to provide one.
Headset extender, $2?
$2?
I'm sorry, you're 13A and 12 through 1 are Comfort Plus. You'll have to pay the $2. Thank you.
Comfort Plus. Comfort Plus podcasting. So, the next day...
The video message says, my queens, does a baller make you holler? Ding, ding. Tim, take a swing, Miss Thing, ding. And drop it like it's hot.
What?
Or you're going to have to bounce. Swish, swish, fish.
I think she says bish.
Me too. Because fish isn't, we're not allowed to say fish anymore without flying the transportation flag, right?
I thought I heard fish. That's why I wrote it.
I think it's bish, like the Katy Perry. I don't know. We can get a ruling. Please write in and let us know. These are the most important issues plaguing the world at the moment. RuPaul comes into the workroom. Oh my gosh.
I wasn't expecting this. This is crazy.
This is so wild.
What? It's an actual drag superstar in the room.
Hold on. Can we have a moment, though? Because RuPaul's suit game is killing it this season. It's a very elaborate pattern, and it's really fierce. I love RuPaul's suits all season so far. They've all been really, really fantastic. Deep salute for me.
Salute. And he's not wearing his headscarf no more.
No, girl. She's letting the scars out.
She said, these are my scars.
Take my scars.
Take my scars, Mona.
Take my facelift scars.
Give me my gifts.
Ladies, America's next drag superstar needs to think globally and frack locally. Very funny, Dip. For today's mini challenge, you'll be raising awareness of the world's declining bee population by dancing to the Beehive Jive.
Wow. Now, it was noted that the pit crew has worn more clothes than ever in these beekeeper looks,
yes,
but still shoeless
and pantsless.
Thank God for small miracles. Supplying the queens with bee costumes and hair products from Hask and pads from Planet Pepper. Are you a Planet Pepper customer?
I think I am. Yes, they do the Astro Booty pads, which are really great. They do really good work.
So you're a Pepper girl.
I'm a Pepper girl. Are you a Pepper? I'm a Pepper.
Not a Pepper.
Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig. Leslie Jones also noted that the pit crew, she's worried for their safety also about shoes.
Oh, wait, you sent that clip, but I didn't have a chance to watch it. Let me find it.
So busy during the corona, huh?
You know, I actually am busier than in normal life, so.
Oh, busy boots. Okay.
Busy bee, busy boots.
If I would have known Britta was so fucking shady, oh my God. So shady, bitch. And you in the big leagues now, bitch. You ain't just in New York. Exactly. It's ridiculous. Yeah, bitch. You in here with a bunch of good queens.
Ooh. Damn. Oh, my God. So that's Leslie Jones giving us her patented commentary on the show.
Calling Britta bitch 5 times.
Yes. Just be better at drag.
Be better, bitch. Be better, bitch. BBB.
So,
the Better Bitch Bureau.
Right, yes. We're going to go ahead and take a break and we'll be right back. We're going to go use some Hask hair products.
I'm going to take a Britta break.
Oh, yeah. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Planet Pepper.
Planet Pepper.
So there's a table of supplies over there and
everybody go. Run and hurt yourself. We do see some fracas, some light bumbling, some grab and pulls.
Bumble and bumble.
Bumble and bumble, bitch. Rue tells the whole production that she will never, ever say Heidi in closet again during this beehive jive dance off, where she got all these bitches jumping around looking like Detox in her workroom entrance.
Oh my God. Yeah, exactly. Corona it.
I just corona it.
Oh wow.
I don't know why she has to be so hard on this girl's name. Like,
I like it.
Me too. I don't like her giving Heidi shit.
I think it's like a new dynamic that we haven't seen.
Where RuPaul doesn't like your name, so she refuses to say it.
Yeah, it's like a push and pull. It's what, like, what is she? The new me? Dumb, change it.
Damn.
But I'm curious to see how that storyline is going to play out, because I don't think Heidi should change her name. I think it would be a disservice.
I think Heidi is kind of like the new Shangela, like in terms of like the underdog.
Okay.
Shangela from season 2, you know, where like she's
right.
Shangela kept RuPaul cracking up all season 3. And then, you know, she may not have been up to the caliber drag wise as everybody else, according to the judges, but like she made it to top 5. And I feel like, I feel like Heidi's going to make it to top 5 too, because she's good.
She's really crushing it.
She's entertaining, which is like lowest common denominator, usually like a drag queen's main job, you know?
So what would you have done for this bee moment?
For this beehive jive thing, I think.
Yeah.
I think that I would put on as. I try to dress like Detox from her workroom. Like,
you'd probably get your ass out.
Oh, for sure. My ass would be out. I'd probably pull.
Stinger butt plug?
No, here's the thing. I would be tucking, but I'd paint my whole ass yellow, and then I'd paint my dick black. And then I would. Oh. It would be shoved between my ass cheeks, so it would look like a stinger. So that's.
And just the viewers, though, would just see a blur.
Well, here's the thing. I would sting one person, and then I would die, because that's what happens to bees. After
that is what happens.
And then I would just lay there. I would lay there and commit to it and be like, I'm a dead bee. I need the pit crew. And then
that's funny.
Then I'd make the pit crew give me mouth to mouth or mouth to south mouth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, what would you do? What would you do for this mini challenge?
I don't know. I like going ugly for the mini challenges. I think the girls who try to be pretty, but you have to do it really fast, I think it just sort of looks half baked. Like, I really liked Aiden's character. Like, she just made it this sad, weird clown bee face.
Yeah, I liked Aiden's too. I do understand what you say about trying to look pretty quickly, so that's why you got a sunglasses and a lippet.
The sunglass would be a good way to go, because then it kind of works. But like the girls who try to just do the soft quick face, honey, it starts to look a little like bedroom drag.
It's not even a bedroom queen. A den. But Gigi looks gorgeous.
Yeah, Gigi looks cute.
As long as
she, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, she like made bold choices. She gave it like this weird childish, like bright clown blush moment.
And I always tend to think that if you smile, you're gonna look prettier no matter what. And every cutaway of Gigi is just smiling. She does a back walkover. She turns the party.
When you have giant fucking teeth like that, why would you not be smiling at all times? When you have giant piano keys for teeth like you and half the girls in the season. Like, literally, the teeth on this season are... I'm going to be blind from watching because they're all dazzling white, huge and straight. Whereas season 4 was the season of like kind of like questionable teeth.
It was the Whitney cotton gin of teeth.
Yes, season 12 is like the Tesla of teeth technology. I don't understand. It's crazy. It's the teeth season.
Season of the tooth.
Season of the tooth, show me your teeth.
I think that this mini challenge is a great way to raise awareness about bees, because
I think so too, because I really walked away with this really knowing more about bees. So wait, Gigi Good wins the mini challenge and she wins $2,500 in cash?
Girl, they're tipping out this year.
These queens are walking away with dollars.
I think it's because they have so many sponsors. I know when OCC was approached about sponsoring years ago, they were told, well, we need the whole cash prize if you want to come on as a sponsor, which was $100,000 at that point. And then there were other sponsors that season too. So I don't know how many people they get $100,000 from, but
damn,
it's like the producers.
They're cashing out, Diva.
Yeah.
But as a good cause, $2,500 was also donated in Gigi's name to the honeybeeconservancy.org.
/ drag.
We get... yeah.
Can who did you think was the best during the mini challenge?
Well, these are always fun because everyone sort of throws their fiercest moves. I mean, definitely Widow is, you know, she's one to watch when it comes to like dancing dexterously. Yeah. And I think Gigi kind of came out of nowhere because we were like, we know she's funny, but we didn't know she could literally do Catwoman flips.
An acrobat. And Britta threw down too. Literally herself. just on the ground.
Oh, they go, are you comfortable? Is the floor comfortable?
Is the carpet comfortable? Bitch, you need to go to Milan's Instagram, because she had on this fringy little cat suit being bedroom queen yesterday. She looked beautiful.
It is all about the bedroom queening bout right now.
So many baby queens are born. Did you see Patrice? My friend Patrice?
Oh, is that what you named Anthony?
DJ Pasta Body, Patrice. Mm-hmm.
Patrice Choyal. Patrice Loyal.
Loyal.
She's very loyal.
She wants to kill me right now.
So, okay. So, for the main challenge, it's a fashion ball, honey.
It's a ball on ball. Oh, you wanted balls? We'll give you balls. Double balls.
Yes.
And the queens need to slam dunk 3 home run looks. Lady Baller.
Love a ball. Yes.
Serving sexy Title IX realness. Mm-hmm. Basketball wife realness. A posh look that screams, he owns everything, honey. And then nice. Balls to the wall eleganza, which the queens need to design and create this look from scratch.
Yes.
Using your own foundation, garments, and shoes.
Exactly. And there are tons of balls that the queens can use to create these looks. Plus fabric from F&S. Fabrics.
Fist and stretch fabrics.
Use the fist and stretch fabric wall thoughtfully, designers. The Piper Lime accessory wall. Please visit the Tresemme Hair Studio and the Maybelline Makeup Studio. It's time for last looks.
I'm going to use some decoy hairspray, the sponsor from season 8.
I'm going to have to ask you to go clean up your workspace and leave the competition.
I don't know who you think you are, but your Planet Pepper pads are bulging.
Oh,
into my pod.
Now, did you collect that ping pong ball kick of RuPaul? So funny.
Oh yeah, she did that little, I'm gonna do an exit, throw a ball at me. I was looking at all the balls. I saw Frostula's little babies on there. There were some paper lanterns. There were soccer balls. There were styrofoam balls. Balls on balls. So many balls.
Yeah. What would you have done? I always like to ask you what you would have done because you're really creative and good at Drag Race. So.
Oh, thank you.
I'd like to ask you.
Same with you. But I, with a ball challenge, I probably would have done something that moved for sure. Like, I'm thinking like.
Sort of like the Nikki doll approach. Fringy ball-y thing?
No, the rock approach, probably, because I really like stuff that moves and stuff that has stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like tethering a ball to me, like I was a t-ball player somehow, and then like constantly hitting it, or like spinning so that all the balls like go out like a what's it called,
where the Roxy Andrews licorice,
that whole spin thing, but what if the balls went out like planets and there were different ones and then they were like Mercury, Neptune, Mars?
Oh my God.
I would do a solar
mushrooms.
Oh, last night, fully. But I would definitely.
You have such an expanded fucking mind.
You should see my hole. Yeah, I would definitely do like a solar system of balls around me that when I spun,
that's
it became
crazy.
Like, and then I would paint my ass black and have a black hole underneath.
Destiny turns on a dime.
Fuck you, bitch.
That's
what would
for sure.
What would you have done with all these balls?
Honestly, I probably would have gone for like sort of like what Rock'em Sakura did for her eleganza. Because it was just sort of like, it was like a gumball. It was like a ball pit. It was like, it was very every color. When I think balls, I think playful. I think LaShawn Beyond. I think like gumballs, candy, like multicolor.
Yeah.
So I would have honestly probably gone in that direction. I don't know that I would have done that silhouette that she did, but definitely the like every color of cotton ball.
For sure.
Boom.
When I saw Britta with that big giant soccer ball thing, I was like, this is cool. But then she popped it and I was like, why did you do that? Like,
yeah,
I thought it was a great like way to do like a foundation garment or like some sort of like Russian doll thing where she's got more balls underneath, or like, I thought that was like amazing. And she popped it.
It would have been a switch up of her silhouette, too, if she were to do something large and voluminous.
Wait, she'd probably have to get prior authorization from Florence DeLita, change that silhouette, right? I just...
We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back.
Okay, bye.
So Gigi says that she sees Nikki Doll as a big competition to her because they're both fashion models.
She's a fashion girl.
Yeah.
I was interested in seeing what Gigi could sew because I had heard like through the grapevine, you know how bitchy LA girls can be, but they're like, oh, Gigi's mom makes everything. She doesn't really sew that good. She did a fucking pirate sleeve. She did buttons. She put a zipper in her garment. She can sew.
She can turn a look when it comes to a sewing machine. Yes, she can.
For sure.
And Jan played soccer for 13 years.
She looks like a girl who would field a lot of balls, though.
Oh, wow.
Now, who's the Troy Bolton of drag?
Is that
High School Musical?
School
Musical? Yes, it is. I was curious if you would get that reference.
Yeah.
When I think High School Musical, I think Jan. So that's kind of why I got like she is a character from High School Musical. She's
Ashley Tisdale's old nose for sure.
Oh my God.
Do you think Britta's doing the old Yara Sophia where she's like, what are you doing? I'm just going to wear this soccer ball.
I'm just brushing out this wig as I walk around. Oh, work diva.
Oh.
Oh, work, work, work.
Like a pineapple. Oh,
diva.
Yeah. That's what I was going for. Yeah.
Oh, let me see what the... work. Oh. Uh-huh,
and what's the back like? Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes you just got to go get inspiration from wherever you're going to get it from.
Oh, I'm not mad at all. I love Rock'em's idea about Rock'em Sakura. How do you say it?
Rock'em Sakura.
Rock'em Sakura. Got it.
Yeah.
I like her idea of wrapping herself in duct tape and then cutting herself out. That's one of the smartest things I've ever seen on this show. Like a working smarter, not harder.
And they try to clown her for this. They make her look like she's a crazy person. Everyone's like, what the fuck? But like, actually, this is a great way of making a body form that fits your actual drag body.
I am fully in support of this and will totally employ this if I ever find the need for it again. But I also like her dress. It reminds me of like what's happening with Zygmunt corsets and stuff. Have you seen his stuff?
No.
He made the Nikki corset for Woman Like Me and all the little mixed stuff. And he's made a lot of stuff for like Ariel Versace,
okay,
Rita Ora, like tons of pop stars. He's got really cool corsetry. It's Zigman if you're looking it up on Instagram.
Work.
Yeah, I thought it was great. It was a little too much. I would have cut it at the knee too, but we'll get to that.
Right.
Now, Jada puts out this disclaimer about not being the one to usually run around playing with white balls.
Work, Tina.
Which is fine.
She was going to make a full gown because that's very her vibe, but she ran out of balls.
I mean, it basically looks like she was going to make her promo look because that's the gown that she had drawn out.
Right. She knows her silhouette.
Gown the house down.
Yeah, crowns and gowns.
Crowns and gowns, girls.
Yes.
What do you think about Aiden's black and white look? Panties and a corset.
Oh, it kind of looks like a referee. Wait, it does? Oh, it does. Maybe I could give you a whistle. Oh, you could? Wow. Okay, I'm done.
Do we have any snacks?
Where's the Red Bull and the fruit snacks, Tina?
For sure. Oh, Fritos. They gave us Fritos today. I'm sorry, corn chips. We can't say Frito.
Gone are the days when you can just decorate the corset and call it a day. Those days are gone on Drag Race.
Now, maybe if she used the lace from all the wigs to create a foundation for it.
Yeah, I laid out the lace from the wigs and I made sort of peplums out of hair.
Did you notice that RuPaul did not do a walk around this episode?
She said, I've had enough.
She said, nah, hit it. I'm good.
You need to hit it. My time is expensive. So you need to hit it.
You don't want some cherry pie?
Would you like to buy some cherry pie?
Please contact Allison Mosey if you want some cherry pie.
Cherry pie gift certificates.
All you need is Wi-Fi.
Can we go out onto Hollywood Boulevard and try to sell cherry pie gift certificates?
Oh my gosh.
Right now, no one will be buying.
And just do a super cut of everyone, no one buying and everyone walking away scared.
Yeah, let's do that for sure.
No, stay inside.
Yeah, we're going to stay inside. Well, that's why Ru didn't come to the workroom. Social distance.
I love social distance.
Here's the home sheltering.
The next day, Gigi walks in proudly proclaiming that last night I was able to work on this dress, which means the girls are freely admitting that they're breaking rules now.
Tina took the hot glue gun to her fucking hotel room and a bag of cotton balls, and she said, honey, that's fine.
They're not actually cotton balls. They're some sort of like weird hollow wooden straw ball where it's like,
oh, work.
They're kind of see-through and lighter than cotton balls.
But, I love that.
Yeah. I
whatever just she did. I mean,
yeah. Go ahead.
We sort of had a misdirect where she was like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this dress done. I made the dress, and I took all this time making the dress and I didn't put any balls on it.
Yeah. I just didn't want you to keep saying cotton balls because here at Race Chaser, we do not spread misinformation.
Oh no, we do.
We are ball Pacific.
You can apply for the misinformation pageant.
Thank you.
Just kidding. You actually can't, but more to come on that. Aiden takes a good old nap.
Which, I mean, sometimes refreshing your senses is necessary like that. You just want a clean slate.
It never plays out well to take a nap on a reality show, though.
Unless you're Jinx.
She has a debilitating illness.
Don't talk about her face like that.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. She's lovely and beautiful. Just never at the same time.
It worked when Jinx was doing it because she was like, like falling asleep, standing up. So that was at least funny. But like being like, I'm good. I'm taking a nap. It rarely works out.
Did Jinx drool when she sleeps? I'm wondering.
I do. I drool when I'm awake.
Them soup coolers. Can we talk about Rock saying that a lot of Asian drag queens are told, wow, it must be easy because you're Asian.
Interesting.
I don't know if I necessarily agree or if I'm allowed to disagree, because I've always found that people who are like, who have more wider cheekbones than their jaw, which a lot of Asian people have heart-shaped faces,
mm-hmm.
Are usually prettier, I think. And he's kind of trying to discredit that.
Well, no. I think Rock feels like, and I wasn't aware of this, but then again, I'm not an Asian performer. So I think that maybe Rock experienced people being like, oh, well, all you have to do is like put on a little lip gloss and a little mascara and like, bam, you don't have to restructure your face like you do if you're a brick, you know?
Well, I mean, even if you are a brick, you don't need to restructure your face. Like, I'm textbook brick. I am square. I have a lot of jaw, but I don't do contours and crazy things to change the shapes. I just think it all depends on what you can pull off, kind of. And stereotypes sometimes become stereotypes because they're sometimes partly true.
Sure. But it's an interesting insight into why Rockham does this sort of like exaggerated paint, is sort of to like rail against that idea that like, oh, it's just about being like a pretty woman. It's like she wants to put her artistry and her details and her skills with makeup prominently on display. So she does this crazy eye.
Yeah. Whenever I'm trying to do my eyebrows, I'm always like, does someone have an eyebrow pencil or a button or something I can glue to it? She's definitely creative. And I kind of love that her makeup is something that we've never seen, because at this point we've seen a lot of drag, you know?
Yes.
But she goes and switches it up, and she's painting soft today, honey.
You switched it up.
I think she looked beautiful, but I think she always looks beautiful.
Yeah. And I think when the Meet the Queens first came out, it was sort of like, oh, here we go. She's copying Trixie Mattel's makeup. And I'm glad Rock had this moment to have like an explanation on this, because there's a lot of people who paint with like exaggerated features. And now that we've gotten to know Rockham, I in no way think that she is similar to Kim or Trixie. I mean, maybe similar, but it's not like a ripoff at all. It's her own thing. It's her own interpretation.
I totally agree too. We're going to bring it to the runway.
Bring it to the
runway.
Mother's back in a gown. This is a salute for me.
Deep salute for me. Also, this metallic mauve lilac with the faux hawk. It's everything. Yeah.
It's really cool. I love mother in a gown. Call me old fashioned. I just really do appreciate. I appreciate a full length garment.
Now, I think, honestly, this was one of the best judging panels I've seen. Everybody's game was so upped because of how excited Leslie was.
Truly, I think Leslie could land herself as a permanent fixture on this judging panel. I really do.
I would not be mad at that at all.
Because it was similar to when Ross Matthews was first a guest on the show. He brought...
Can you say which episode that was? Because I can.
Was it you?
Snatch Game. He was one of the and then he was one of the judges after that.
He really brought such an energy and such a like bubbly feeling to the whole thing, and they were like, this works. Yeah. And it sort of elevates everybody on the panel.
Bitch,
and
it levitates, yeah, for sure. They're like,
yeah,
so much more bubbly and up there and like having so much more fun. There's like 5 jokes per girl sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, they're just they're upping everybody's game. And I love this.
We love having Leslie Jones. I keep jokingly calling her Leslie Jordan, just because I think it's funny, because she's quite the opposite of Leslie Jordan.
Yeah, we can workshop that.
OK.
Are you ready for 36 looks on this motherfucking runway?
Is that all?
The Lady Baller category is first, and springing to the stage, Jackie Cox in a sequined little jersey.
Amanda Bynes-ing about she's all that, or no, she's the man, she's not the man. She's all that.
Yeah. I'm okay with this. Am I thrilled? No, but she's selling it. She's doing her best.
I like it. It's a unique take. I like lacrosse. Next, we have Nikki Doll.
These rhinestone shoulder pads are giving it to me all day.
Yes, I love it. I love this look as a standalone. Is it similar to something she's worn on the runway already? A little, but...
Pussy out with some shiny rhinestones? I mean, that's everything I wore on the runway.
But no, I mean, she wore that sort of feather, like, shoulder thing. You know what I'm talking about? With a black panty and a black boot. Yep. I'm just saying, if we're comparing across the board, but standing alone, it's pretty great.
Aiden's first look as the A League of Their Own baseball player is very well executed. It goes with his, like, it goes with his whole style. It feels like this was his challenge based on this for a second.
It's an interesting take, and it's successful. I think she did a good job.
My favorite thing from this whole runway is coming up next. It's Rock'em and Sakura
doing this tetherball head thing.
It's so brilliant. It's interactive. It's like the Please Touch Museum, but the leotard could have been something cooler, you know?
It doesn't bother me. Why are you going to detract from the showpiece, which is the head thing?
Oh, literally, it's my favorite thing, and I don't care about the leotard, but I'm only bringing it up because they brought it up later as a ding to him. Like, it's the coolest thing on the runway out of all the people. Out of 36 looks, she's the only one with a ball that's actually moving other than, like, swinging a little bit. It's, like, 100% textbook challenge slam dunk, and I don't get why they had to nitpick on her little leotard, but whatever. It's their job. They're judges. They judge.
Yeah. What do we have next?
Jada is doing a WNBA in a little Britney dance shoe sneaker and basically a WNBA outfit. And she's giving props to all the ballers out there who don't get enough credit.
I have a question. First of all, I love this. I have a question. Same. Do any of the WNBA players like go out in a full beat of makeup and play the game?
I haven't noticed anybody with lashes, but I've seen some in makeup for sure. Yeah.
Because, like, why wouldn't you? I would actually tune in. If they all looked like this, I would tune in. I fucking love this. It's a definite salute for me.
Send a letter to the commissioner.
Salute. Britta's pulling balls out of her mouth, or a gumball, or a stretchy. What'd you think of that?
I think anytime that you need a prop to bolster your runway choices, it makes it feel like there's might be something else lacking somewhere else. Like, you don't need all that, girl. Like, we couldn't even tell it was a baseball. It looks like a squishy dog toy, and your outfit's cute.
Yeah, the outfit is pretty cool.
She didn't need to do all that, and it had them confused. It didn't read as a baseball, you know. It looks like I just think it was probably a good idea in the mirror, but then in the wide it didn't read at all, and it was just confusing.
Crystal comes out and she's giving us Jackie Cox realness. I literally thought it was Jackie Cox for a second.
Oh, yeah. She's totally pumping away in that disco pant by American Apparel.
I like it, though. It's cool.
I love her makeup, too. She's showing us range.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Jan comes out in this soccer ball fantasy. She also has great control over the soccer ball because she's
in heels.
She's an athlete. Yeah. This is a revelation. I really love this interpretation.
She's killing it, you know? This is a textbook, like, okay, top. I would think she would be top based on this outfit for sure.
Yes.
Heidi is working this Tigress Woods look, and I think she looks amazing. She looks very cute. She looks age appropriate. It's fun. It followed the directive. Her socks weren't baggy. I was
happy. Can we give Heidi's walk its own podcast, please, on Forever Dog?
Every time.
Her walk, her hips go beyond each shoulder from back to forth, each side. She is such a woman. She's so feminine. She's so, like, She's just fucking agile. And just like the character is so much there. And I'm a little obsessed with her.
I think she's great. And I can't wait to see what she does the rest of the season. Yeah. Sherry Pie, you won't be seeing what she does the rest of the season much because they've whittled her time down to nothing. But she's doing Lady Trunchbull from Matilda. Yeah. And her metal shot put is also a purse, which I think is ingenious.
But I mean, to be fair, Lady Trunchbull plays the throws the hammer, which the hammer does not typically have a chain on it. Just saying, just because Gabe, that was his event in track and field. So he loves Miss Trunchbull so much. And he's like, he's very shook that Sherry Pie has appropriated his favorite because it's the only like pop culture character who throws the hammer. It's a very rare thing. So he's mad. reasonably so.
She's mad. Why are you mad? Now, Widow comes out as a polo player in all velvet. And Rue says, again, they shoot horses, don't they? Which is doubled down by Leslie Yellen. She done already had horses.
Bravo.
It's
hire Leslie.
What a boon to the show, like having people that love it as much as they do.
Now, what do you think of this look?
I wish the stick that she was pulling out of herself looked... I wish the horse was better because...
Same.
It didn't read as polo to me. It read as like some sort of jockey. And I was like, oh, polo. Polo has a mallet and balls. And
oh, right.
It wasn't giving me polo. If I was trying to do polo, I would have done Julie Roberts in that brown and white polo look with like a little like croquet thing, you know?
With like the hammer, the mallet.
Yeah, you know, but Widow looks great. I love the color of the pants that like Grace Kelly blue.
Very I like pretty. The hair and I like the outfit. I just think the horse was actually a detriment and didn't add anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, Gigi comes out looking
she better
exquisite.
Stop. She better stop.
Exquisite. Excuse me with the exquisitions.
She better stop.
Rue says, croquet, you stay.
Croaker. That was my favorite one. Jesus Christ. So good. What can you even say about Gigi Good? It's a reference. It's a reference within RuPaul's favorite era of film and television as well, which is smart.
Ooh, and that shoe too. Gorgeous.
Yeah. What about those shoes?
Louboutins? Gorgeous. It looks like a Louboutin. Yes. I do see a peak of red.
It looks like a Louboutin. It feels like a sneaker.
Looks like a Louboutin, feels like a squeaker. We're going to take a break.
Bye. All right. And now it's time for Basketball Wives. Croaker. All right.
Jackie Cox comes out as literally a basketball net. She's taking it very seriously.
I like this. It's accurate.
It feels just a little casual for the runway for me, but
it's
there's
like
nothing.
It's what a basketball wife would wear, and it's a ball, so it's realness. I like it.
Okay, you're allowed.
Croquet.
Nikki Doll is in one of my favorite looks. I would wear this as is, even with the dark hair, the feather like midi coat and the belt giving a waist. She just looks chic and she looks like somebody anybody would want to fuck.
And the cat suit is leopard print.
I love this cat suit. You have a pair of tights like this too.
I do. Next up is Aiden Zane giving Sharon Needles at the Blue Moon in 2010.
Yeah, it all comes down to fabric choices on this for me, because anytime you mix like a fun fur into something, it usually cheapens the look. And this doesn't look like someone who was married to someone with an NBA contract at all to me.
Yeah, it could have been an opportunity for her to really be like opulent, and I think she just went for the choice of like trying to make it look cheap, and I don't think it read.
Yeah, and again, like anytime you need a prop with those shopping bags, like
at least put a Santino Rice label on the shopping bags like Tyra Sanchez. Okay.
Or an Iron Fist shoe. And I mean, I get that she's trying to look like Peggy Bundy and that type of cheap thing, but Peggy Bundy wasn't a basketball wife. She was the wife of a shoe salesman.
Exactly.
So I think she missed the mark a little bit. Rakumen Sakura looks gorgeous, but his body looks like it didn't get that good
Planet
filter
Pepper.
That filter that Britney had where they stretched her out in blackout.
Yes,
remember that
one? I'm aware.
She needs that one in the middle because them hips don't match them shoulders.
Her paint looks fantastic. Yes, there's an issue with the padding, but maybe she got pumped wrong.
She got pumped wrong or too long because them hips them hips lied. And usually hips don't lie, but they're lying right now.
Jada Essence, I love this. Her choices are spot on.
There is nothing wrong with what Jada is doing at all. It's perfect.
And I normally wouldn't like large pageant jewelry with this sort of thing, but her choices with this garment and this color palette, it works.
Yeah, the monochromatic dressing is gorgeous on her. Now,
it doesn't feel like I stuck pageant jewelry on a look just to, you know, it looks like it all goes together.
Yeah,
it,
it's appropriate right. For sure. Now, Britta's look is a knockoff of the Kim Kardashian Mugler, like, wet look that was, like, nude and beaded from the Met Gala that one year.
Right. But now I know what you're talking about.
She made it shorter, and she made it in
yellow,
and it looks like a bathing suit with a cover-up to me and some rhinestones down the front. It doesn't look like basketball wife at all.
It could have used a purse.
Why don't any of these girls have handbags? Honestly, because if this had a purse, I would have bought it.
Yeah, exactly. It would have taken it to, like, I'm a real person in a real time in a real place.
A lady can never be too sure in the evening.
Never.
Jan is pumping.
Oh, wait. This
Crystal.
Is Crystal.
Ooh. Okay. Crystal, I like this. I think it's simple. It's effective. It doesn't look like a basketball wife. It looks like a basketball fiance.
Or like, you know, the mistress who makes out with him at the club and then it gets on TMZ.
For sure. Oh my God, goals.
goals.
To make out with someone at a club again? I haven't done that in weeks.
Jan, the Jantasy with a Janelle bag.
This just looks like her workroom entrance to me, but pants instead of a skirt.
It's in the same realm, and I think we're establishing Jan as, like, she's not the body girl. She's not trying to be sexy. She's not trying to, like, overly, like, be sexual. Like, she's very actually, like, covered up a lot, and I appreciate that in 2020.
I don't mind it either, but I wish that hair had a little bit of volume in it. Like, it's flat. Like, hang it upside down, do a little bit of a tease, because flat hair,
right,
men don't look good in flat hair. Heidi,
these hips, that walk,
all of it, it's side to side to side. She is showcasing every inch of her. You would think she has as much curves and swerves as Latrice Royale on a cul-de-sac, bitch, because it is all curves.
And it really shows that, like, a ball is as much the character choices that you're making, because you can really extend the range of what you're showing, because you're showing three looks. She's giving each one a specific character. I'm obsessed.
It's a toot for me too. Yeah, a salute. Sherry Pie comes out.
What about Widow Von Du?
No, because on Instagram they added out Sherry Pie.
Fucking fuck. Yeah. Oh, my bad. Okay, sorry. Sherry Pie is wearing clothes. Thank you, Sherry Pie. Anyway, Widow.
Suellen, you're in big trouble.
Suellen, who are all these people? Mom, you're cranky from your flight. Why don't you just go to your room?
So Sherry Pie has a prop, the money gun, and makes everything better. It's like they cut back to it and show it again because it was so good the first time. And then
have we
she
had
needs
a money
stage.
Gun on the main stage yet, ever on Drag Race?
I don't know.
I'm shocked. I did a money gun on the road for a minute.
Yeah. Anytime there's hair on a hat, I'm into it. That is a pride look. That is a gay pride look, 100%.
Put on the sunglass, and honey, the sun cannot destroy the mug.
Permetrate. You can't permetrate the mug.
No permeation, no perpetration.
The bride wore, the widow wore white is one of the funniest things I've heard in a long time. I don't know why it was so funny, but it just was.
I like it. It's cool.
Yeah, widow looks beautiful.
She's got those Kokomo tree sleeves of hell. Just so good.
Try wiping your ass with that. Widow could literally wear that outfit for the rest of quarantine and still not run out of toilet paper. Spots to wipe. Just turn it around.
And Gigi finally looks, we have Gigi.
Salute.
Very exquisite. Very beautiful. It looks rich. It looks luxe.
Straight out of Fashion Nova. Like matchy matchy. Perfect. She has a bag because a lady can never be too sure.
Thank you.
She spins, showcases the garment, and pumps it on out of there. She says, this is all my hair.
It's really great. We live. Do we have time to move on to Balls to the Wall?
Yeah, of course.
There's always time for Balls on the Wall.
Honey, Miss Honey.
It's journalism. We have to do it.
Deep journalism.
Jackie Cox is rocking a blue raincoat with an aqua. You like how I look in the aqua green? Get your Vaseline. did they call her Lackluster Lady Footlocker, or was that Big Dipper's choice?
What?
Aiden. They called Aiden Lackluster Lady Footlocker.
Oh, I skipped a couple girls, but that's because my lower lashes are so big.
Yes, they are. Jackie looks great. It's astonishing that she made this from the materials that were lying there. I mean, it's really a well-made garment.
Yeah, I'm beginning to see Jackie's aesthetic. It's very like far
You're
from heaven.
To see it. She's been showing it to us for a month. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I think I'm getting it now.
I think I'm sort of seeing.
Oh, so retro. Okay. Nikki
she
Doll.
She looks amazing.
Yeah. Nikki Doll is in some hair finally. She got some hair on.
Yeah.
And it's this red, orange, purple, yellow thing with balls and swinging and movement and koosh boobs. And I ain't mad at it.
No, it's got the peignets. It's gray. It's sexy. It's pretty. It's fierce.
Yeah. None of those words come to mind when talking about Aiden's outfit, which is the Lackluster Lady Footlocker. And it just doesn't feel finished. It doesn't feel like it's going to the same party as any of the other girls.
No. And if she was going for referee from the beginning, it would almost be like more forgivable. But the fact that it was like, that was Jan's idea and the whistle was Jan's idea. Like those are kind of the most successful elements of this and they weren't her own. So it's a miss.
I understand Aiden like saying, well, a lot of times his drag is simple and he's not trying to throw on more is more necessarily, but simple works when the design is like, you know,
exquisite.
A great idea and impeccable.
Yeah.
And this, I don't think applies for that. It could apply for some assistance right now, actually. Rock'em is everything right now. I love it. His look with all the balls in his hair, high hair. He made himself bigger in the right spots. I don't like the panel in the front where you can see his undergarments underneath it.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm not mad at it. I wish it was also a cocktail length though.
Rock'em also did a complete makeup flip, which is like it's commendable because she went from I'm showing you I can do soft and understated and I can also like turn into fucking clown town really fast. I think the issue with the dress, like you said, was if she would have just cut it off at the knee, it would have been so much more successful.
Yeah, whenever the dress looks like it's hindering someone instead of helping, I think that it's a little too much. But Jada does a lot with a little. And successfully with this white ball bubble gown.
Lady Gaga on the cover of Rolling Stone, bubble dress.
Very that.
Bubble dreams.
Jada didn't change her makeup for any of them either, but I mean, it works. That mug, it's bulletproof for sure.
It was a little tampon stringy. That was my first interpretation with when I first saw this walk down the runway.
So it's a period piece.
Well, it was like, but I mean, overall, it's really great. But the first thing my eye went to when I first watched this walk down the runway was, oh, tampon hanging out.
Truth, but she's not Manila.
You will never be Manila.
Britta comes out in a yellow and green. And is this a new silhouette for her?
It's not.
Oh, okay. But she got that little peplum. I don't understand why you would want to make your feet look bigger. Why would you decorate your feet to look fucking bigger, looking like a fucking Yeti?
I don't mind that, but we have seen it from her a few times. The shoe covered in the stuff.
I'm bored. At least she put glitter on her back.
She did.
When you walk away, she got that glitter back. I wonder who got her back. Will you glitter my back for
me?
I
want that glitter back, glitter back, glitter, glitter back, glitter back.
Britta, glitter back shoe. It's a boot for me. But Crystal comes out giving all of her life in this Carmen Miranda ball pit thing.
Yeah.
Ruffles. It's a lot, but I don't mind it.
She went sort of the Rock'em route with the rainbow colored balls, but this is a more restrained, focused execution of it. And she looks really cool.
It's very gay Christmas tree for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you think of Jan's blue ball look?
This is cool. It's kind of, it makes me, it reminds me of myself.
If you had a baby.
Right. When I dress up like the blue alien.
She screamed. Didn't you scream on the runway when you were wearing blue?
Did she scream? She blew a bubble with gum.
She later, like on the runway when she was walking, she did an open mouth scream, but nothing came out.
I love a reference.
Mm-hmm.
I love a reference.
No,
she looks cool.
And it's well made. She made this all.
Yeah, like that's no easy feat. There are a lot of elements and it's very inventive use of ball shapes.
No, she did easy even the feet. Hair. She didn't glue nothing to her feet. Easy feet.
Even the hair is reminiscent of balls. It's like two round sort of globules.
See, the hair I could have done something different on to make it a little prettier. She looks like Effie Trinket. And I don't know.
Effie, we all got pain.
For 7 years.
Listen to you, I don't washed up, can't sustain.
I got pain. Heidi is in a futuristic look, which is green and purple. And it looks like if the Power Rangers introduced a hooker. Mad at it.
Which they kind of did with Diva Talks. I don't know if you're familiar with the later Power Rangers, but she kind of was like a hooker, space hooker. I like this look. The jumpsuit, I mean, the styling is very reminiscent of Bob the Drag Queen doing sort of like, there's a look she did that was really spacey and bald.
Oh, the one, oh, okay. She did a look too in silver where she's very futuristic, but she got hair on in that one.
Okay. But I love the jumpsuit and the sort of chaps line that Heidi's giving us.
And the execution and the presentation of like having the thing on her head that she's pulling off, like she's some sort of like space prisoner hooker.
And a bald cap.
Yeah.
Get
it,
girl.
Not mad at it.
Living, loving, it takes me there.
Mm-hmm. You know where we're going to take you next, to Sherry. And how wonderful. Okay. And Widow.
I found Sherry's look to be very mossy.
I didn't.
Anyway.
I don't think it was good at all because it was just green and.
It was
didn't have anything to do with balls.
It was mossy.
Moss balls?
Mossy.
Alex.
Oh. I get it.
Anyway, Widow.
Was she trolling herself?
She's trolling us all, Heather.
She looks like a troll under all that green.
Widow. This was polarizing, I think, but I liked it.
I didn't mind it. It was a shape we've never seen. It was interesting. There was a lot to look at. Would I wear it? Fuck no.
No. Christmas
but
tree
it works
Wakanda.
On her.
I actually own her yellow shoes that Leslie reads for dirt. I own those exact shoes and I like them. So,
well, there's room for everybody, I guess.
There's just room for everybody. I'll just say that.
Gigi closes out the show with a white mini 60s shift sort of Mary Quant silhouette with a great sleeve, and she's just covered in balls, which is my hope for gay pride this year for me.
It's an iconic fashion moment.
It's a salute. The hair is perfect. Everything's right. There's nothing wrong with it.
The styling, the choices, the hat that goes with it, then the reveal, the flash of the panty covered in balls. It's all it. She knocked the ball out of the park.
Knocking it. Living. The judges declare six of the girls safe. Jackie, Crystal Method in her newly toned down makeup, Jan, Heidi, Sherry Pie, and Widow. They're all told to, they can roll on out.
They can hit it.
They can bounce. Mm.
My time's expensive.
So that makes the tops and the bottoms. Nikki Doll, Aiden, Rockham, Jada, Britta, Gigi. And it's very clear who the tops and who the bottoms are. And some of these girls look spooked that they're in the bottom.
Now, I was... The main takeaways from these critiques, because we don't have to go over everybody's critiques, but... The main takeaway was I feel like Rockham got dog walked kind of unfairly.
I feel like he got dog walked too, and this is, in my opinion, this feels like production had its fingerprints on it a little too hard, and it wasn't actually based on runways, because Aiden had two bad runways. Rock had maybe one that people could have called bad, but I still liked it. And he was the only person with balls. I feel like them keeping Aiden is one of those like Madame Laqueur moves where like they're keeping around someone that they know will like get people agitated and people are like, why is she still here? That's what this is for sure, I think, in this case, because Aiden's runways were not as good as Rock's runways, in my opinion. And I don't even think Rock should have lip-synced. I think Britta should have lip-synced.
Britta did.
Well, oh, did she?
Yeah, Britta did lip-sync.
Oh, I think it should have been Aiden and Britta lip-syncing.
I think a lot of people would agree with you. And I don't really understand. And I'm sort of like, you're right. It does feel like a heavy producing hand. Because if I were producing a show in a certain way, it is more dramatic to have to create dynamics between the characters who remain for them to have the argument, well, you should have been in the bottom and you weren't, and somebody else went home who shouldn't have. That creates arguments. It creates sparks.
It's exactly what Fifi said to me after I lip synced with Jiggly. You know, like they got their sparks and everything. She's like, you should have gone home, blah, 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 blah.
Yes. So from that standpoint, it makes sense. Unfortunately, I don't know. It's 2020. The coronavirus is fucking wreaking havoc upon the earth. I would like to see possibly the possibility of a competition where the people who do good stay and the people who don't do good end up in the bottom. I think we can have that. And I think the audience will not vacate the premises. I don't think it will insult people's intelligence. I don't think people will lose interest because it's not dramatic enough. I think it's unfair to Aiden because Aiden is probably feeling the brunt of a lot of online people right now who are saying, you should have been in the bottom and I love Rock'em Sakura and how dare you, which is unfair to her. So like, I don't know. I don't know.
I think anytime that anybody gets that like whole like unfair people coming at them online and everything, that is always better than nobody coming at you online because you didn't get on the show though. And Violet, okay, Violet posted something. Enough. Violet posted something that I totally agree with where she's like, yeah, Atlanta drag scene is hard. Drag is hard in general. You have to be tough. And like, I agree with her, you know, like you're going to have to deal with some shit. And
yes.
Lucky you. At least your socks aren't baggy like Britta, because Michelle made sure to tell her, bitch, your socks are baggy. And then she has to clarify what botanical element she is. Is it corn? Is it baby corn? Is it pineapple? Is it cranapple?
Pen pineapple, apple pen. It was really sad to see Rock'em go. I guess we should talk about the lip sync.
Yeah. I enjoyed the deliberations going on for so long, and then Michelle trying to say something, and then Ru just interrupting.
Silence!
It was really random, but unexpected. And anytime there's something unexpected on the show, we all just live, because it's so formulaic at this point now. But
I don't feel like it is. I feel like it has a format.
Okay.
All right.
So the lip sync is S&M by Rihanna, which
I don't think any drag queen has ever performed this song, as far as I know.
Especially not in the video with Rihanna. I don't know that any drag queens are in the video at all. Especially not Morgan, Detox, or I.
Just to give a little context, S&M by Rihanna is probably the most performed drag song. If you go to any drag show anywhere, if you drop yourself randomly into a bar or a club, you will hear someone perform this song because it's a hit. It's great.
It's one chorus, one verse, and I like it, like it, like it. And it's the opportunities for pussy drops are aplenty. It is a great song.
So much.
Vicky does this song, sickening. I still have Vicky's mix on my iTunes from when we used to work together a bunch.
I love that.
It's sickening. So the bottoms that get the pleasure of performing the songs are obviously Britta and Rock'em Sakura.
Yeah.
And Rock spends the first verse trying to alter his outfit, but when she gets there, she fucking jumps into a split and starts killing it. And I'm not mad. Yeah. I thought that Rock'em would have been the one to stay until Britta started like smelling her fingers like there was poop. on the part where she's like,
sex in the air.
I don't care. I like the smell of it.
Oof. I like the smell.
I kind of like the smell.
I don't think either of them was going to win the season, so I'm not mad that somebody went home that shouldn't have gone home, but I would have loved to see more from Rock, because he's giving us stuff that we haven't seen on Drag Race yet. And he's obviously good at drag, you know, pulling out tricks that no one's done.
I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of Rock'em Sakura, and it was so hard and so sad to see her go home. However, don't take that sadness and frustration out on Aiden Zane. She's a beautiful girl and she deserves everything beautiful in life, okay? It's not her fault. It's not her fault.
It's not her fault. When Rock leaves, he says, never give up on your dreams and tell yourself you love yourself.
I love that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I used to write, always follow your dreams as a quote, but I would do it like ironically as like a signature line. Oh, if I was signing something.
Yeah.
But it's true. It's a good line. Will. You just have nothing to say.
I don't agree, because sometimes following your dreams is not the way to go.
This is a segment before we go called One Line from Untucked.
Widow said, I still don't know what Miss Aiden can do or not do besides sleep.
Wow.
Damn, bitch.
And Nikki says, I think they want me to fart on stage to see that I have a soul. Because farting is just your soul escaping your body.
Well, at least they know that you have a hole if you fart, because some girls can't fart and drag. So if she can fart and drag, good for her.
And yours doesn't have enough tightness to make a sound. It just escapes.
You little bitch.
It just wafts out.
It's like those things that keep a meat locker chilled.
It just goes.
You're a cunt.
I know. I'm sorry.
Leslie was great in Untucked, though. I would like to note that she was one of the best judges the stage has ever seen. And her line from Untucked was, "Oh my God, you guys are so incredible. You have to know that I think drag queens are angels from heaven. Aww. I think that you guys are the best of both worlds, and True. You're so creative. Please don't stop doing what you're doing because you're helping us become creative. And I just want you to all know how important you are to society."
That's
I don't think you're a man or a woman. I think you're an angel from heaven.
That's so sweet. And obviously Leslie gets it. I think Leslie's so cool. And I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of her.
Same.
Do you have any
you have any wild conjecture on what could happen next week on RuPaul's Drag Race?
Well, I saw in the preview they're doing like a Grey's Anatomy sort of acting spoof. I would love to see Jan really shine, because I know she's like really an actor, and she's really funny. So
I would love to see Britta shine.
Yeah, totally.
So I can shut up about her next week, because I mean, she is a good queen. I've seen her on stage. I've laughed at her. I've been entertained. It's just her, you know, she's not bringing it how I thought she was going to bring it this season so far.
Sometimes it takes a second to get your footing when you're thrown into the Thunderdome. And so, yeah, who knows?
That foot in some shoes that aren't ugly.
I like
and that. Decorated like fucking hodgepodge.
I like
Polly Pocket.
I like the Polly Pocket shoes. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this Corona-tastic Race Chaser this week. We promise to continue to provide you with award-winning content every single week, no matter what.
I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And you can rate our podcast and comment about how fantastic it is, mm-hmm. since you're probably not doing much of else. So go ahead and do that. And subscribe to make sure you know when each new episode comes out, Wednesday and Friday.
Quarantine queen. Follow the dolls at Willem at the only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser podcast is at Race Chaser Pod.
Send us all the memes too. We want up to date memes for the IG stories. Kids need to get on it. And don't forget to use the hashtag Race Chaser when you post, please.
Thank you for joining us. Until
Deuces,
next time.
Be safe.
Always follow your dreams.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.